Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer Series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 8 of 11, SharePoint Tasks and Tools. Sometimes people need to collaborate around items stored on a SharePoint website. For example, an employee might submit an expense report. Depending on what that expense report contains, it might need the approval of a manager or VP in the organization before being sent to accounting and processed. In these cases, you might want to define a set of rules that define what should happen in response to certain states or conditions. In other words, you'll want to define a workflow. Visual Studio helps you do this in a big way. So what are your options? The first thing you want to do is decide whether a workflow solution will satisfy your scenario. If it does, you then want to decide what kind of a workflow to create. You don't need Visual Studio to create a very simple workflow. If the series of steps that you need to express in your solution are fairly simple, consider using SharePoint Designer. SharePoint Designer lets you whip up simple workflows that involve documents and lists on a SharePoint site. Be warned, though, these workflows are not particularly flexible. For example, there is no way to add custom code behind workflow activities, and you cannot package and deploy them to other SharePoint websites. You can only create them for a specific SharePoint website. If your desired solution falls outside the in-the-box capabilities of SharePoint Designer, or if you do not want to have to target a specific SharePoint website, Visual Studio can help. Taking the first step. Before you begin developing a SharePoint workflow in Visual Studio, you should take a little time to decide how the tasks in your solution will flow. That will help you choose the right Visual Studio template to help you do the job. Ask yourself these questions. Are the steps that need to be accomplished fairly linear? In other words, you pretty much know up front that a document will go to person A for initial approval and then perhaps to person B for final sign-off. In that case, the workflow is sequential in nature. Use the sequential workflow template to get started. On the other hand, the steps in your solution may be random in nature and never really have a clear ending. For example, the participants in an HR workflow might move an employment resume from state to state. The resume might be in a state of being considered, or interviewing, or archiving for the future. The resume might be reactivated and updated at any time. Because there is no linear path of steps for the resume, it would be excessively hard to produce conditional rules to capture all possible paths. In these situations, you would want to manage your workflow as a series of states and transitions. Use the State Machine Workflow template to get started there. Once you decide which type of workflow to create, the fun part begins. Creating the workflow schedule. Once you choose a template, you'll see that Visual Studio provides you with a great designer that you could use to design what is called a workflow schedule. Use the workflow schedule to visually represent what happens, when it happens, and a response to what. To express those actions and conditions, drag activities from the toolbox to the workflow schedule. For example, you could use a while activity to create a loop. Drag other activities inside of the while activity. These activities might send a mail to a reviewer, or create a task and assign that task to a person who needs to approve a document. Activities that are placed inside of a while activity execute until some condition that you define is satisfied. At that point, execution moves to the next activity defined in your schedule. When you are ready to test the workflow, just press F5. Visual Studio opens the website and the appropriate library or list and performs a myriad of other configuration tasks for you. Set breakpoints in your code and then start the workflow. You can use any of the troubleshooting features provided by the Visual Studio Debugger to analyze and fix problems. So Visual Studio enables you to create and debug workflows that target SharePoint 2007. Choose the type of workflow you want to create. Use the Workflow Designer to arrange workflow activities, and then press F5 to test it out. You can find more information in the MSDN library in the topic named SharePoint Workflow Solutions. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center, the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.